Whether you're a musician or a carpenter, you need the right tools for the job. Elizabeth Brown is head of the guitar and lute program at Tacoma's Pacific Lutheran University, and her musical toolkit is impressive. In her concerts and recordings, she plays lutes, guitars from the 18th and 19th centuries, and modern guitars. Elizabeth Brown is performing tonight in Tacoma. She joins us in our performance studio with several of her instruments to demonstrate how changing times and tastes require new musical tools. Thank you so much for being here.
It's wonderful to be here.
How is it that you've come to have such an impressive array of instruments that you perform and record on?
Well, I started on classical guitar. Well, I should say I started on folk guitar, then moved to classical guitar, and really enjoyed the Renaissance lute pieces that I played on that instrument. The Renaissance lute was extremely popular, hands down, the most popular instrument, beating out the keyboard instruments and the bowed stringed instruments. And so there's tons and tons of great music. So classical guitarists play it all the time. And that got me curious. So then I started doing a little research. And frankly, I did that at several occasions. It is not easy to get a lute. The most common way is to get on a builder's list and wait anywhere from a year to 8 years. So that's a bit of a hurdle to getting the first one. So it took me a little bit before I actually got around to getting one. And in fact, the first instrument that I ever played was one that I was evaluating to purchase. I'd held a lute prior to that that didn't have any strings on it, so I don't know if that really counts.
But is that the one that you eventually purchased?
It is not the one that I have on my person at the moment, but it's very similar. And I'd heard this little nasty rumor that a lute is a wimpy guitar. You know, it's this sort of notion that as technology has progressed, we keep getting bigger and better and everything's better. And it's probably true that a modern guitar is louder than a lute. However, when I first went to pick this thing up, and it is the same model that I have right now, an 8-course Renaissance lute, which means you've got 7 sets of double strings and then the top string is single. So here I'm holding this thing with 15 strings. All of the tuning is done by friction pegs. There's no machine heads or gears to help you out at all. And I'm a little overwhelmed and I'm afraid. How am I going to decide? Is this thing worth it or not? So I go at it and say, well, I'm going to try playing that top single string and see what it sounds like. That I think I can handle. And it sounded pretty much like that. This very light, very short duration note, but just this perfect bell-like tone, and I fell head over heels immediately. It was an easy decision to make to purchase it.
And how old is the one that you have here?
The one I have now, I think it's about 6 or 7 years. It's the same model, but just sort of an upgrade.
So when were these flourishing? When were the lutes kind of at their peak of popularity?
Well, the medieval lutes were certainly around, but sort of 1500 to 1650 was really the heyday, and then, of course, the Baroque lute was still sort of an important popular instrument as well that faded. Last gasps were the 1770s. It had a pretty solid, 200-year reign.
So give us kind of a flavor of the lute. Maybe tell us about the composer or the piece that you're going to demonstrate.
One of the key technical differences is when you play a run or a scale on the guitar, you use your index and middle finger in alternation, and it should sound fairly even. And that's the goal, is that it sounds very even. On the lute, you actually alternate your thumb. So it has a strong and a weak all the time.
I see.
Which is a really different concept, and very important to getting the sort of the Renaissance ideal across.
That kind of shapes the movement and flow of the pieces.
And I understand that the bows of the time were sort of similar, whereas a modern bow you want to have very even and controllable, whereas sort of Baroque or earlier bows give that certain kind of strong and weak shape as well.
Elizabeth Brown is with us, and we're taking kind of a musical history tour through lute into modern guitar. She plays all sorts of different instruments and has a lute with her right now. She's going to play a little lute music.
I'm going to play a little Toccata by Van den Heuvel, Dutch composer. This is sort of an improvisatory piece, and what's fun is I get to sort of make up a few things as I go along. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much. Elizabeth Brown playing for us in our performance studio here on KUOW. She has several of the plucked stringed instruments that she plays, lutes and guitars. She's picking up now a Baroque guitar, demonstrating for us how changing times and tastes require new musical tools. Elizabeth, head of the lute and guitar department at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. And a Baroque guitar, that's the middle part of this, the sounding mechanism, is a kind of a star-shaped. Can you describe that a little bit?
Sure, sure. Well, in what most guitars have just a hole, the sound hole. This has what we refer to as a wedding cake top. It's sort of three-dimensional Christmas snowflake. It's very elaborately cut out parchment paper. It's purely decorative. In fact, if anything, it may hurt the sound a little bit. But these were very popular, actually, with the nobility. The guitar is sort of a, you know, lower class type reputation. However, it was extremely popular in Louis XIV's court. Hmm. And there's sort of this, sort of in the late 1700s, where you'll see just sort of on the dressing table of every beauty's portrait, guitar sort of tucked off in the corner.
And like the lute, it's got the courses of strings.
Exactly, pairs of strings without the bass range of a modern guitar. This is tuned in one of the tuning options. My lowest string is what you think should be my lowest string is actually tuned an octave higher. So the bass is in the middle. That was going straight from what looks like it should be the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
Which means that when you strum it, there's not a strong sense of up and down to the strumming because either way you go, the bass is in the middle.
Huh. As opposed to the lute.
To the lute or a modern guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
The composers that kind of used this particular instrument or the settings in which it was played?
There's quite a bit of solo music, and it was definitely used a lot to accompany singing, both just sort of solo songs and the opera pits, for sure, Baroque opera, and also instrumental accompanying as well.
Yeah. Can you give us a little taste of the
Baroque
guitar?
Here's some strumming that actually has a melody in it. Can also be plucked, sort of like the lute. And then the real sort of special effect of the Baroque guitar is because of this tight tuning, you can play what ought to be a scale on sort of different strings so that it comes out kind of overlapping even though it's supposed to be a run.
So it gives you a different kind of mode of expression and a very different voice than the lute.
Yeah. I mean, it still has that sort of light quality, not a lot of sustain. Again, I think that their ears, they preferred a purer sound than kind of a warm sound that we like to hear today.
Yeah.
But it's, especially with all the strumming, it's really a different beast.
Yeah. So the Baroque guitar sort of faded out when or how did...
Actually, right around the same time. It was changing over to being a five-course kind of double-string instrument to a six single-string instrument right at the time the lute was dying, so kind of the late 1700s.
Yeah. Well, we'll have you pick up now the modern guitar as we continue talking with Elizabeth Brown of Pacific Lutheran University, the head of guitar and lute program there, and giving us a tour of the different instruments that she has. She has... well, you have these three, and how many more at home?
Oh, seven or so.
The numbers keep increasing.
I imagine.
Well, what were audiences, composers, the sort of music loving public looking for that you know required this guitar to come into existence?
Six single strings. What they were looking for, we definitely had an increase in concert hall size and even the idea of a concert hall, as opposed to, you know, the court lutenist who, you know, was employed by a very wealthy person and who might play over dinner or when there was a few friends over. They wouldn't have played for big dances. That would have been, you know, a dance band with string players and whatnot. But so now if you're going to do an actual concert hall with hundreds of people, you do need an instrument that's louder. And then also sort of the romantic ideal of one really important, beautiful melody really asks for an instrument that can sustain. a little more. And that was probably also a big goal in terms of making the instrument quite a bit larger. The body's quite a bit larger, and that they were able to do that due to some bracing innovations that came about in the 19th century, which has been further and further refined.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have you play us out with the modern guitar. And we want to say thank you to Elizabeth Brown, who's been with us in our performance studio, showing off several of the plucked string instruments that she plays, lutes and guitars, demonstrating for us how changing times and tastes require new musical tools. Elizabeth plays tonight at 7 in the Slovenian Hall in Tacoma's Old Town, part of the Classical Tuesdays at Old Town series. Information about her concerts and recordings at our website, kuow.org. What do you have for us here, Elizabeth?
I have a little Venezuelan waltz by Antonio Lauro.